The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm a Fairfax County public school teacher, and I'm going to give a message of encouragement to parents and teachers and students who are too afraid to come and speak forward. Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work for the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots. So don't give up because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you are presented with a ludicrous statement and do not allow anybody to tell you that you cannot accomplish anything because of your skin color or to hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this isn't over and your policies are just as...
Nick Gothard, followed by Ryan...
Sorry, they killed her mic. That's what you do if you're a censorious dictator. I have to open the show with that. I said it. What did I say 2 days ago? Every day there's a new video, and that's from a teacher who's had enough with the dictatorial tendencies of the bureaucrats. That's from here, from Virginia, from a teacher. We're reaching out to her to get her on the show. I had to open the show with that clip. It's happening, guys, and it's exciting. But let's have a turn of subject, although everything's connected today, and we are delighted to open the show with none other than our regular, normal Tuesday guest. I had to go and see President Trump yesterday, so we had to rearrange things a little bit. He is, of course, Lord Conrad Black. He is the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Always a pleasure.
I have to, enjoying your piece on China being the big winner from COVID. It's at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. We're posting the full article right now. I want to break down certain parts of it, but I have a larger question. And I didn't rehearse this. I just want to ask you live in front of millions. Do you think, but for COVID, Donald Trump would have been reelected?
Absolutely. Prior to the onset of the pandemic, he was clearly leading in the polls. And the Democrats, senior Democrats, privately were conceding that he was likely to be reelected. It was the media-generated hysteria about COVID that did it. Now, he made a few tactical errors. He fluctuated in his views of it. He allowed himself to get distracted into sideshows like hydroxychloroquine, and he made comments that were innocuous but sloppy enough that the Democrats could put it about that he was advocating the ingestion of Lysol. People drink Lysol to fight the virus. I mean, which he didn't say. It's, you know, just an outrage that that would be alleged. But the fact is that is precisely what happened. The Democrats and their media partners frightened the whole country. We now know that Trump's allegations against the deliberate exportation of this by the Chinese were accurate. We now pretty much know that it came out of the laboratory, I think, as an accident. I wouldn't accuse the Chinese of deliberately developing it and releasing it in a way that killed many, many Chinese. I wouldn't accuse them of that. But once they knew what they had, they did nothing to stop its spread and had some idea of how serious the consequences would be. Trump was right about that. We know that Fauci is I don't doubt he's a very able doctor, but he was a fraud and as a public administrator.
Well,
can
I just pull this pull quote from your piece? It's stunning. Not only is he the highest paid federal bureaucrat in America today, taking home $413,000 every year of taxpayer money, as you note in your piece, he's held the job at the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases as director for 37 years, Conrad. Is that normal?
No. But look, J. Edgar Hoover was the head of the FBI for 48 years.
Not a good example to follow, I think. Not necessarily a good example.
No, but General Hershey was head of the draft board for 30 or 40 years. I mean, it happens. Admiral Rickover was, I think, a very admirable man.
He was.
He was, you know, continued as an admiral with you know, active senior officer specializing in nuclear submarines until he was in his upper 70s, if not 80, I think. I mean, there's nothing necessarily wrong with Fauci having held the job for a long time. And I don't doubt that for the most part he's competent. I mean, I wouldn't know, but I assume he is. But he misled the country, and he, in my opinion, you know, just we're all unlicensed psychiatrists. He became a kind of megalomaniac. I mean, he was phoning up, as I understand it, or contacting every media outlet that they could find, and none was too small or too obscure for him to come on and give his message, which changed every week or two.
No, and let's look at what's happened in the last 6 days in the United States with regards to what the narrative was. We were told by the likes of Fauci that it would be conspiracy theory territory. It would be the realm of kookery to say that this had any connection to the Wuhan lab. Now we have the emails where he is told a year ago that this has a likely non-evolutionary pattern, talking about the gene code of the virus. Then he is sent an article where he says, that's interesting, but the article's too long for me to read, Conrad.
Yeah, and given his position, that's a scandalous thing for him to have said.
No, it is. So your comment, as a media mogul as a presidential historian, looking at the events here, the literal 180-degree turn in just the last 7 days on the narrative of China, Wuhan, and the origins. What do you have to say about the mainstream legacy media, Conrad?
They were either duped or they were conscious and deliberate conspirators to subvert the truth for political purposes. I mean, they're entitled to their political views, but their performance was extremely unprofessional. I mean, as I say, they either swallowed holus bolus, a pack of lies, or they knew that they were standing on shaky ground, but in the interests of the candidate that they favored in the election, they went along with that. And there's, I mean, just we now know that essentially the lockdown should never have taken place.
Correct.
But they came out of the gate with this business about follow the science. Well, we see where following the science got us. The scientists were lying. They didn't just misjudge it, which is understandable. We all do that sometimes. But they were lying. And they turned on those like Dr. Atlas, who suggested there was another way to proceed, and it was the shabbiest political manipulation in the history of the country, I would say, and it is becoming clearer all the time just how blatant, how shabby, and how airtight it was. The media just locked arms to essentially run the virus against the incumbent president.
Yeah, I think it talks to a deeper issue of truth simply not being a value of the mainstream media. We've seen that.
Which they proclaim. Basically, most of the more prominent national political media, from the New York Times to Lester Holt himself.
Yes.
I only mentioned him because of his interview with the vice president the other night. Now proclaim that it isn't their job to report it. It's their job to advocate what they know to be in the best interests of the country.
That when the media actually openly says in front of a camera, the truth and fairness is overrated, we have a problem. The article is China is the big winner from our COVID hysteria. You can read it now on our website, on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. We will be back with Lord Black after these messages. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, and it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Do it now. Relieffactor.com. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back with Lord Conrad Black, author of A Matter of Principle, from his latest piece for American Greatness. Just one quote, which really speaks to the art of strategy and what my old boss used to call playing for the breaks. China's cool-headed shift from domestic containment of the virus to unctuous and barely contained rejoicing at their success in promoting political chaos and economic disaster throughout the West was a textbook case for how to turn misfortune into comparative triumph. Yes, indeed. It's not a surprise that that is the land of Sun Tzu. Read the whole article on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Follow Lord Black right now at Conrad M. Black. Lord Black, you were explicitly, you had utter certitude that were it not for the China virus, Donald Trump would still be our president. Let's talk about his future. Let's talk about 2024 right now. I can't go into details about what we discussed yesterday, but let me just say the topic included the audits that are occurring in several states right now. Very promising audits, especially in Georgia. What would be the prudent response and the wise political scenario if within the next few months it were demonstrated without any reasonable doubt that there is empirical evidence of wide scale election fraud, which I think most reasonable individuals and 30% of Democrats expect to have occurred in the last election? What should the response be from Donald Trump? What would be the wisest counsel that could be given with regards to how one utilizes that eventuality?
I think you just explain carefully and quite sarcastically, if which is his style in these things. He's very good at it, that it was a stolen election. I don't think he should go back to that argument that he won the popular vote. I don't think any analysis of the vote would conclude that he did. I mean, I think he lost by perhaps as much as 4 or 5 million votes, but I think he won in the Electoral College if it had been counted fairly. And I think the number of contested votes are somewhere between 1 and 2 million between all of the six swing states combined. But that would have given him the election, and I think he just makes that point. I don't think you can do anything to remove a president after a fraudulent election. You can prosecute people who committed the fraud, but you're not going to get anything that would justify impeaching the incumbent Biden. He didn't do the drops at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, it wouldn't be his fingerprints. You wouldn't be able to impeach him. Right.
I don't think you can do anything to change the result now, but I think you can make a huge political issue out of the apparent fact that he was cheated out of an election, and anybody can identify with that. I mean, in general, people don't approve of stealing things. And I think that gives him a tremendous argument and is just yet another place where the imputation of conspiracism, of propagating mindless, harebrained conspiracy theories, has been bandied about in a slanderous and outrageous manner. I mean, even my friend Peggy Noonan, who on this issue of Donald Trump is another one of these people who just loses her mind, said that it was a conspiracy theory in her article in the Wall Street Journal this past weekend to say that it wasn't a just election result. Well, I think if in the scenario you mentioned, it'll be demonstrable that it was a stolen election. And in general, the country doesn't want dishonest elections, and particularly not to the highest offices. And I think it would arm Donald Trump with a tremendous argument that things can only be put right and the country best served by returning him to the office from which he should not have been turned out.
Just as much of a conspiracy theory as those who said a year ago that the outbreak of a coronavirus in the town where the only level 4 biodefense lab in communist China is not a coincidence. Yes, indeed. So if, of course, we are not psychiatrists and we are not Nostradamus with crystal balls, but if the economic trends persist that we have witnessed in the last three months in the United States, if the border crisis, if the rise of recalcitrant nations like Iran and China persists, and there is demonstrable election fraud, then 2024 should not be much of a challenge for his return, should it, Conrad?
I think he looks good. I think it's going to be difficult. But this administration so far is a gong show. I mean, I don't think they've done anything right. I always hope whoever is the president of the U.S. does well, that every administration succeeds. I don't have a vote in that country, but in terms of my own preferences, I've supported both parties at different times, and I'm not a partisan person. I wish America well, and I wish whoever is set at the head of the country, I wish that person well, whoever it is and whatever party it is. But with that said, this administration has been a disaster. The only thing that I can think of that you can say in its favor is that just by the nature of the different personalities, it has settled the atmosphere down. It's a much less contentious atmosphere than the early Trump days when we had all the Trump-Russia collusion nonsense going on and early talk of impeachment and people bandying words like treason about all the time and the president tweeting all night. It's nice to have a sort of calmer state of mind and the president not in your face every day and day and night. I think he's an overachiever in that. I mean, the fact is he doesn't speak to the press. We don't see much of him. They put the lid on things at 10 o'clock in the morning many days. Yes. And I think we've gone too far the other way. But apart from that, I think they're sort of learning on the job a little bit. I mean, they seem to be getting more sober about an open border. They seem to be the Secretary of Defense I find his public statements and those of the National Security Advisor, Secretary Austin and Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, I find them quite intelligent when I see them on television.
But not when they're talking about enemies inside the U.S. military, I hope.
Exactly. Not when we get to critical race theory being administered to the armed forces of the U.S. But in terms of his national security comments, I think this defense secretary, frankly, is a lot better than the second one that Trump had, Esper, who I thought was a terrible man, and I thought the president was right to fire him. I don't mean a terrible man as a man. I can't say that. I just think he was a bad secretary of defense.
And we have 30 seconds left. If he does win, does that mean the death of the Rhino class on the right, Conrad?
I think it means their serious devaluation. I think if President Trump returns, by the time he's finished his second term, the Republican Party will have been repositioned as fully competitive for the so-called minorities votes, very competitive with African-American, Latin-American votes, the leading party with the working class. And the genius of the Trump method is he is taking the former fiefdoms of the Democratic Party by the pure and pristine application of the Republican Party's traditional cardinal principle of capitalism.
We are out of time. Read the article. That was Lord Black, and this is America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Is she the border czar? Did I just miss something? Is that a video from a year ago when she was a senator? I don't know if we're streaming this. We're streaming this on the website. Even if you're not watching it, just listen to the first thing she says when Lester Holt asks her. This is the vice president who 2.5 months ago was made the border czar or czarina. And this is her response to whether or not she is going to the border. Play cut again.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
I'm not discounting the importance of the border? Well, you are, by your actions. A, you're lying. You said 4 times, we've been to the... Who's we? Who's we've been to the border? Your imaginary friend? Who was it? Barney, the purple dinosaur, went to the border, Kamala? Because it wasn't you. And you're not royalty. You're not Queen Elizabeth II. You don't get to talk in the first person plural, we. Because you're not a queen, even though you might be in your mind. But you haven't gone.
and the importance. You're flying to Guatemala, but not the border. Why is that? And what have you got to hide?
Fabulous cut from Press Secretary Jen Psaki yesterday, where, she's not that bright. We know that. Is it a Freudian slip, or is it more than that? Listen to what she says at the second half of this response when asked about fixing the border. What she says about the problem at the border. It's a fascinating response, and I think most people missed it. Cut six, play cut.
I will say we're not taking advice from former President Trump or most of the Republicans who are criticizing us on this, given they were all sitting there while we created this problem we walked into, both at the border and with the movement of migration that has been growing over the last year. So we're not taking our guidance and advice from them, but if it is constructive and it moves the ball forward for her to visit the border, she certainly may do that.
We were all sitting there while we created the problem. Excuse me? I'm sorry, I feel like I'm back in school, okay, and I'm in the classroom. Can we just play that one again? Just play it again.
I will say we're not taking advice from former President Trump or most of the Republicans who are criticizing us on this, given they were all sitting there while we created this problem we walked into, both at the border and with the movement of migration that has been growing over the last year. So we're not taking our guidance and advice from them, but if it is constructive and it moves the ball forward for her to visit the border, she certainly may do that.
The GOP was sitting there while we were creating the problem we witnessed at the border. I love that. I just want to dwell on that. What does that mean? What are the possible scenarios? Is she saying the collective we, like the GOP and the Democrats together? Because guess what? We shut down the border, especially with Title 42. Tom Homan, the former director of ICE for the Trump administration, is going to be with us to tell you exactly what they did to shut down the border with the Stay in Mexico policy, with the immediate deportation of anybody under Title 42 that is a national health risk to America under COVID. That was Donald Trump. We didn't have 200,000 a month. We didn't have 500 children a day. We didn't have 6,000 adults a day. That only happened when your boss, Jen Psaki, took over. So are you admitting culpability that you created the crisis? Because if you did, it is all the stranger that cackling Kamala doesn't want to visit. And I think even the Democrats are starting to realize that this is a stink she will not be able to wash off herself. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You can call us on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Guess who's going to be on the show? I didn't even say who's going to be on the show. You know that woman from Carmel, the warrior? From the school board meeting. Oh, yeah. Tatiana Ibrahim, you don't want to miss it.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Quick poll. I got to poll my team. We can have fun with this, but I just, no politics, just straight scientific answers. If you're Joe Biden and you've got his rep, because we're watching him now, he's arrived at RAF Mindenhall, the joint US base in the UK, where he's going on an 8-day trip. I swear to you, Joe Biden's not going to make it. He's going to stumble, fall, he's going to 8 days. 8 days takes it out of me on transatlantic trips. And he's got a young girl on the stage with him. He's hugging. Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff, if you were Joe Biden, would you invite a young girl up to the podium?
How does he not know about all the people that criticize him about that, too?
Is that possible that
and
he
how
doesn't?
How does the staff not know that?
It's creepy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Eric, would you do that if you were sleepy creepy?
He just can't resist it, so of course he would.
Yeah, but his team, would they say, Mr. President, maybe you shouldn't do that?
Well, if it's a live event, what are they going to do? Tell him no in front of everybody who's watching at that point?
Yeah, but that's prepped. She was invited up half an hour ago. Professor Shad.
This is why we made fun. People made fun of it at the time, but this is why Mike Pence was right the entire time.
The Mike Pence rule
is one of the most ironclad rules in politics, and I think that there needs to be a Joe Biden rule for anybody under the age of 18.
And do you remember what happened to me when I retweeted that and I applied it to, who did I apply? I applied it to a Democrat politician, and I said, if only they'd followed the Pence rule, and they went insane. I think something like Alyssa Milano or somebody or Rachel Maddow went nuts because of my tweet. Yeah. Sleepy, don't go there. Okay, guys, amazing, amazing. We've only got, what, 3 days left? 3 days left, including today. But you've done amazing things. More than 1,000 children are going to the Angel Tree Camp, a safe Christian-centric camp because you've made your donations. Children who've lost a mother or father to prison, who feel vulnerable, guilty, ashamed through no fault of their own. And what's happened? You're going to break the cycle for them. You're going to help them. You're going to get them to that safe, safe summer camp. God bless every single one of you who've made a donation. If you haven't done so, will you please do it now? Whatever you can afford. Because you could literally be saving a life. 70% of these children end up in jail unless we break the cycle. And that can only happen with your help and for them to feel loved and the love of their Lord. Please go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner today. $200 sends a child for a whole week. $1,000 is five children, but any amount makes a difference. You can call the Prison Fellowship to make your donation on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com. I can't get away from it. It is the car crash that is cackling Kamala Harris and her border. What is she doing? It's like a border aversion. She just can't go to the border. But it's okay, because it's all a conspiracy. It's those crazy conservatives, because, hey, if you're a border czar, going to the border would be a crazy conspiratorial conservative thing to do, wouldn't it? Well, if you're Max Boot, cut 13, play cut.
I think she did fine. She could have handled the questions about the border visit better. But to my mind, it's basically a phony baloney scandal because, you know, you have this right-wing attack machine led by Fox and others, and they need to attack Democrats for something, but they can't lay a glove on Joe Biden because he seems so innocuous and so likable. And so they're looking for somebody else in the Democratic Party to beat up. And Vice President Harris, as a woman of color, is a prime target.
Oh, it's because she's black. Oh, of course. Sorry. I don't even think of, do you think of Kamala as black? Seriously, I don't think of people in terms of skin color. If they're cretins, morons, if they're evil, if they're self-serving, that's a tad more important to me, Max Boot. And I wish my microphone had been on. Because what did he say that made me burst out in laughing? Biden is so what? Innocuous? What did he say?
They can't touch him. He's so innocuous, they can't touch
him. He's so innocuous. He's just, you know, trying to crucify a black conservative with a high-tech lynching when you're the chairman of the committee that has to vote on the nomination of Clarence Thomas to the, that's just so, it's so cute. Isn't it just so cute? When you say, oh, where's my machine? Here we've got a couple of things that are just so innocuous. They're just chocolate, double chocolate chip.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah, or
poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Then you're just, you're lovely. You're grandpappy. Or when we find out, what's the latest about his son? This came to me today. We do have a white supremacy problem in America, and it's in the Biden family. Whether he's trying to lynch, high-tech lynchings for Clarence Thomas because he's black and a conservative, or whether it's his son talking about his N-words. Yeah, you're my N-word. Somebody else commented on Twitter. Where do you learn that? Where do you learn to use the N-word as an adult? How do you learn that? Because you are socialized into learning it. He learned that from his father, who is a bigot. Robert Byrd, a great man, eulogized him. The fine gentlemen that were the segregationists, the racial jungle I don't want my children to grow up in. Yeah, we have white supremacy, but it's not conservative. Well, look, it was always Democrat. Let's not forget the KKK was a Democrat organization. Let's not forget the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator. White supremacy, ya betcha. And it's in the Biden clan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Going to talk to Tom Homan, Jennifer Horn, Tatiana Ibrahim, that mama bear from the Carmel School District meeting. You don't want to miss a second. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans every single day across the nation getting their lives back. People like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be your story. It should be your story. There's only one way to find out, and it's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them today on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
What is a birthing person? I mean, really? You mean woman? When I first saw this, I was on the train back from New York, went to see President Trump, and I thought it was a joke. I'm not going to retweet this. I have to check it out. And I thought it was just craziness. This is true. From the Biden 2022 budget proposal, mothers are now birthing people. Let me read you an extract. The budget will allocate over $200 million in funding to help, quote, end the high rate of maternal mortality in America. Sorry, this isn't Afghanistan, dude, okay? Seriously. The high rate of maternal mortality and race-based disparities in outcomes. What does that even mean? In among birthing people. Birthing. They're lunatics. They're utter crazies. All I got to say is,
you maniacs!
That's the truth. You're just maniacs. Don't be a maniac! Get a good night's sleep. Order one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows, or just the new sheepskin slippers. They've got the My Pillow lining in the sole. It is, I heard Mike Gallagher say this yesterday, it is a religious experience wearing them. It's close. It is close. Check them out. Get up to 66% off with my name on all of Mike's amazing products. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Gorka. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Gorka. Let's first call of the day. Let's go to California. Annabelle, welcome to America First.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. You're fabulous today. Well, you're always fabulous. I'll be really, really fast. Years ago, Dr. Gorka, by the way, well, I'll get to it. Years ago, I was walking with someone, and this was years and years ago, and there was a woman who had she must have had MS. She was severely crippled, two canes, different directions. As she approached, she said, I should never have to look at that. She should be put somewhere. I should only look at beauty. And I thought about that recently. And
somebody said that in front of you?
And I said to him at the time, I said, because the hair stood up on my neck. I said, that's the comment of a true sociopath. And the more I think about, this isn't hyperbole. I am being absolutely on spot. I know what I'm talking about, Dr. Gorka. What you have here, I reread part of your book.
We've got 30 seconds.
I reread your book, your fabulous book, War for America's Soul, and I read Alinsky's the Hillary thing. What we have here is sociopathy.
Yes.
It is not socialism. And the reason, what brings it into that realm is the hatred for Trump. So
Annabelle,
what was originally Marxism
Annabelle,
is now sociopathy.
Annabelle.
I'm sorry.
That is genius. Can I quote you?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not, just listen to this caller. It's not socialism. It's sociopathy. They're sociopaths. You're a genius, Annabelle. Stay on the line. Let's give her one of my other books. Wow, it's great to be a host on this show with these callers. Don't touch that dial.